You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Jane Lee. And, Jane, the A's, what, five games under 500? And it's really been a matter, it seems to me anyway, of close games, bullpen work. And I know that's oversimplifying things a little bit, but certainly you could draw a straight line to at least five losses that have gone down in a negative way because of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is a team that's already 0-7 in one-run games. And, it's really surprising just because, this is a team that in recent years we saw them winning these close games. You know, we saw a lot of walk-off wins and a lot of these one-run wins. And, you're looking at it, and it comes down to the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen's just been awful. There's really no other way to put it. Just really disappointing for this team. You know, they're responsible for eight of the club's losses. And we saw it again last night. Now, Jesse Hahn didn't have the best night. But, the A's are still, giving the bullpen leads, and not just, one, two-run leads, large leads, and they're giving them away. And there just seems to be no right recipe right now with the bullpen, no matter what Bob Melvin does. I mean, there's only so much he can do. I know that a bad bullpen, there's nothing that makes the manager look worse. But, I mean, really, he's tried everything, and, he's having trouble getting to his late inning guys, Evan Scribner, Tyler Clippard. I mean, we really haven't seen much of Tyler Clippard this year, because there's been so few save opportunities because these games have already been blown before, the time when he would normally come in. And I think we're seeing, the effects of not having a Sean Doolittle there, where, you have Clippard and Scribner available earlier in the game, but you're having to wait to use those guys. So I really wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing them earlier in games, just because, if they can't get to the ninth inning with those guys, and, maybe try putting them in earlier and then see who's left for the ninth inning. But it's just become real disappointing, real frustrating. I mean, there was such a strong sense of frustration in the clubhouse last night because, just when you think they're starting to gain some momentum, another bullpen meltdown happens, and they've only won back-to-back games on one occasion this year, which is pretty remarkable. Because they're scoring runs, they're getting mostly good starting pitching, and just can't get it done in the later innings.
Yeah, it is, and there's no more, I guess, demoralizing way to lose a game than the way they're losing games. Sometimes when you see a bullpen struggle, it can be a function of, well, in this case, I think of O'Flaherty, Eric O'Flaherty, whose shoulder has been a problem. And so I think we can now say, okay, his ineffectiveness was largely due to, maybe a lack of help. And then when you're working around guys like that, and you've got to figure, Bob Melvin knows the limitations, at least some of them, with some of these guys, that you start putting guys in positions where they're maybe not that suited. And, it's a situation like O'Flaherty can really have far-reaching effects. But what are they thinking right now with Eric and I guess short and long-term, what's his status?
He's going to be shut down for a while. Luckily there's no structural damage in his shoulder, but they did find, a good amount of inflammation and irritation in the joint. So they're going to shut him down. He won't even, pick up a ball and start throwing again until his range of motion is back to where he's not having any pain anymore and it's stronger. So you have to think, at least a few weeks, unless, he has a sudden turnaround. But without him, it's a big loss because even though he wasn't throwing well, that really handicaps Bob Melvin in the bullpen with just one left-hander, with Fernando Abad, and even Abad's been one of the ones that's really struggling. And so, like last night, you're seeing a rookie, like R.J. Alvarez, come into a game, pressure situation, and I don't know that, he's you know, really best suited for those type of situations just yet, but there's just no other options. I mean, Melvin had no other choice. Dan Otero had pitched in 5 straight games, and granted, I think he only needed about 29 pitches in those 5 games, but still, 5 straight days for a reliever is a bit much. So he was not available, leaving one fewer option yet again. And I think you're seeing a lot of these young guys like Alvarez and Chris Bassett, where they're almost kind of scared a little bit. And I think part of it is just knowing the way things have gone for the bullpen and maybe trying to do too much to right it. And, you know, you're seeing walks, you're seeing pitches thrown to the backstop, and just kind of uncharacteristic things from, you know, these type of pitchers. But I think the pressure is really high for them to get the job done because it hasn't been done. And they're guys that, you know, aren't used to these roles. They're really, you look at the bullpen and there's just so many few ways to use these guys. And, then you look down and, you know, people are of course asking, well, you know, bring up this guy, bring up that guy. Well, a lot of these guys down in AAA aren't on the 40-man roster, and it's a bit more complicated than a lot of fans, you know, think. You know, adding a guy to a 40-man, having to get rid of, another player in doing so. So, you know, guys like Pat Vendetti, Fernando Rodriguez, who are throwing well in AAA, they're not on the 40-man roster, so it's not a quick fix. And you know, the A's want to show confidence in the guys they do have here. They've already kind of mixed things up. And, you know, they want to keep throwing them out there to show them, you know, hey, this is your job. You know, you got to get it done. We have confidence in you to get it done. And I think showing that trust goes a long way. Right now, they're just not getting the job done. So I think we might see some roles shift in the bullpen. But as far as the personnel goes, you know, they really can only do so much at this point.
Maybe lucky right now that 3 of the other teams in the division are also going through similar struggles. The Angels, Mariners, and Rangers all have problems of their own. But, you know, so here we talk pitching for these first 7 minutes, and I look at your franchise 4, right, this online contest right now. Fans can get involved at athletics.com and vote for their franchise 4. And the A's franchise is beautiful. I love looking at the ballot because it's one of the only ones with 4 pitchers on the ballot, with Eckersley, Raleigh Fingers, Lefty Grove, Catfish Hunter. So many are just hitters. But it's always been one of the real strengths of this franchise's history. When you look at this franchise 4, this ballot of 8 individuals up there, is it an easy choice for you, or where do you struggle?
I think it probably is. I mean, I think you see right now the guy in the number 1 spot, Ricky Henderson, is probably there for a reason. I mean, you look at what he did. I mean, not just for the A's, but just in a wider perspective, looking at the history of baseball. I mean, there's so few guys that have impacted both sides of the ball in the way, you know, Ricky did. I mean, what he did defensively, offensively, on the bases, it was really remarkable. And I think, you know, a lot of his personality goes into his legacy as well. So I'm really not surprised to see him in the number 1 spot. And, you know, him also still being around the team, you know, he helps out down in the minors. He'll come up. Spend a lot of time in Oakland throughout the season and during spring training, helping guys, on the bases and with hitting. So I think his presence is still, very large. And I mean, you know, like I said, just not what he did for the franchise, but baseball overall, it's hard to argue with him being there. But I mean, it's very impressive, like you said, looking at the number of guys that are representing the A's and, you know, the names there. I mean, the pitching really is, what's kind of driven this franchise.
You like Dennis Eckersley, Raleigh Fingers on this list, or do you have to go with some of the, you talk about counting stats for guys like Jimmy Fox, 534 homers, nearly 2,000 RBIs, Al Simmons. I mean, they're old school guys, but man, they put up some big numbers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and the old school guys, they're on there deservingly so. But, I mean, you look at, Eckersley's place in A's history, Raleigh Fingers, and you know, just guys that, you know, really were kind of the face of the team at the time. And, you know, so when you think about faces of the franchise, you know, of course they're going to be in there. You know, still guys that, you know, you go to the Coliseum and you look around, and I think the A's do a really good job, you know, one of the best at recognizing, you know, their past and really magnifying, you know, what these guys did for the franchise. And even Bob Melvin's really good at, you know, reminding his teams during spring training of the franchise's history and their success and bringing, you know, to mind players like these guys. So, you know, you look around the Coliseum and you see a lot of that. So it's pretty cool. And, you know, this little franchise four thing is kind of a neat way to remind fans of that.
Yeah, we'll see how it ends up. Voting coming to a close here pretty soon. But so much great history in this athletics organization, even if the current situation is a little choppy. All right, Jane Lee, I'll let you get back after it. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.